Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 47 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, April 29th, 2010, from the bridge of the Starship Enterprise. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. As always, for those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, as I said, I'm sitting here at what feels to me like the bridge of the Starship Enterprise. I'm looking at all the blinking and flashing lights at the Hinky Dinky Time Radio Studio's brand new mixing console. I spent the better part of the afternoon trying to figure out how to make this thing fly. And I think I've accomplished most of what I hope to with it. The proof will be in the pudding. You can let me know how it's going. You know how to get a hold of me, don't you? Well, it was a windy day here in the Midwest. I hope it was a little bit calmer where you were. It was blowing pretty hard here. Well, let's get right into the music. Thanks for tuning in this week. We're going to get right into this week's mystery theme. Tell me if you can remember what show this was from.
If you get in trouble, bring it home to me. Whether I am near you or across the sea, I will think of something to do. I'll be on the lookout for you and I'll find. Don't you let them get you up against the wall. 'Cause I'll be there to catch you, and I won't let you fall. Call me if they hit you below. Call me when there's nowhere to go, and I'll be there. You can count on me.
You can count on me.
And if they all desert you and you start to bend, you know I won't let them hurt you, and I don't pretend. Don't call if you got nothing to say. Don't call me if you just want to play, but call me on Devil's Day. You can count on me.
You can count on me.
Do you need a hint? What if I mentioned Jack Lord? Yeah, that's the theme from Hawaii Five-O as sung by Sammy Davis Jr. It's okay if we hear Sammy on back-to-back weeks here at Hinky Dinky Time, don't you think? Not everybody knows that there were words to the theme from Hawaii Five-O. And it's probably best left that way. I'm sorry about that. 'Cause those lyrics just don't seem to have anything to do with the program at all. But that's all right. We're going to start working our way through a few requests this week. This one goes out to my pop. Who else makes requests for Hinky Dinky Time Radio? The rest of you could help out. You're not carrying your share of the weight here. And that's something I know something about. This goes out to Dad. This is Jackie Wilson. This is Higher and Higher. Thank you. And that lovely little bit of bossa nova is entitled Little Bird, Little Boat. And that's by Bill Perkins from the Ultra Lounge series. We delve into that compilation from time to time. It's a rich treasure trove of loungy goodness. This is not loungy goodness. This is Western swinging goodness. This is Sons of the West, and this is the Panhandle Shuffle. This is the band Wings, and this is a song called Medicine Jar from the Venus and Mars album.
Time will tell. I hope that's true.
Yeah, that's Wings, and you'll notice that wasn't Paul McCartney singing the lead vocal on that. I'm pretty sure that was Denny Lane, although you could hear Paul and Linda on the backing vocals. Denny Lane was also probably responsible for that really smoking electric guitar on that song. Denny was also a founding member of the Moody Blues. I don't know if you knew that. But I'm happy to share that information with you. This is Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for joining me. Let's see, what do we want to hear next? How about this? This would be great. I think you're going to really, really like this.
We are as birds fluttering in momentary light. Turn again to the blackness of the night.
Okay, I was just kidding. I didn't think you'd really like that. Sorry about that. But I bet you like this. This is Rare Earth and one of their bigger hits. This is Hey Big Brother. And as a big brother, I'm going to dedicate this to my little brothers. This goes out to Jamie and this goes out to Nick.
Thank you. you're out there somewhere. If we don't get our thing together, Big Brother will be watching us. He ain't gonna get me. Are you gonna let him get you? He'll never get me. He'll never get me, no. Big Brother's coming. No, he'll never get me.
Rare Earth. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Murray and Sherry. They're tuned in right now from Providence, Rhode Island, where they're visiting the sibling that I didn't just pay tribute to, my little sister, my wonderful little sister. She's getting ready to graduate college here in a little over a month. I'll be there with bells on. And I'd also like to give a lower Midwestern shout out to the upper Midwest, to Minneapolis, where I believe my buddy the Rapster is tuned in tonight, and that pleases me no end. And with Dad and Sherry and the Rapster tuned in, along with myself, well, that makes quite a little quorum for our tribe. We've all got that in common. And since they're here, and this goes out to the members of my tribe, this is Moses Lake by the band Moses, talking about Moses. nobody knows why Moses chose us. It's one of the great mysteries. Golly gee. Well, let's get this over with.
Take me out to the market. Take me out in the crowd. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the whole. Even if they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three, strike, you're out at the old ball game.
Well, it hasn't been much of a week for the Chicago Cubs. There is a couple of pieces of good news, or what should have been good news. Ted Lilly is back from his recovery from his injury, and he has not pitched that well. But the upside of his return is, boy, if I had the sound of applause, I would cue it up right now, because Jeff Samardzija is gone. He's back to AAA Iowa, and if it's up to me, he will never play in Wrigley Field again under any circumstances. I don't care what he does. I've seen as much of that young man as I care to. The Cubs put together a pretty nice string of wins, had something going there for a while. They got back up to 500, and then the mighty Washington Nationals came to town and took a series from us. That's correct, the worst team in baseball humiliated the Cubs at Wrigley Field. And today, the Arizona Diamondbacks arrived to town and added insult to injury. I turned off the game when it was 13-1. I guess, I don't know, somebody hit a grand slam at this point. I don't really care. Too little, too late. You know, our starting pitching is still solid, and the Carlos Zambrano bullpen experiment has not exploded yet. It's doing all right. But we aren't getting any run support. We're leaving tens of thousands of runners on base, and that's enough complaining for one week. And that'll wrap up this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report. You know, you don't hear enough songs with guys' names in them. I could do hours and hours of programming playing nothing but songs with girls' names. There's a reason why there aren't a lot of songs with guys' names, because there's a law against them, and this song is the reason why. This is a song called Jerry by the Miners.
Thank you.
A vibrato like a paint scraper, wouldn't you say? Well, what's next? What's next is that file is not loud enough, and that'll be fixed. Well, it's WCFL Big Ten Top 10 Survey, Top 40 Survey for the week of April, oh, I want to say April 27th, 1970. 40 years ago this week, the number one song on the Big Ten Music Survey for the greater Chicago area was not some obscure pop 70s tune. It was this very well-known song by Mr. John Lennon. This is Instant Karma, the number 40 song in Chicagoland 40 years ago this week.
Instant Karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together, pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Let's just let that fade all the way out. As every week, we follow up the Big Ten survey with Mr. Dick Orkin. I know we've got listeners tuning in with bated breath waiting for episode 5 of Chicken Man, and here you are.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Benton Harbor, a shoe salesman for a large downtown department store Monday through Friday, spends his weekends, his only 2 days off, waiting at home for that call to swift action as the fantastic feathered fighter, Chicken Man.
Hello. Hello?
Mr. Benton Harbor, please.
And who's calling, please?
The police commissioner of Midland City.
Oh, dear. Is Benton in some kind of trouble?
No, you see...
Oh, you can tell me. I'm his mother. Benton Harbor, get down here!
Mrs. Harbor.
Yes?
You see, your son Benton has volunteered to fight crime on weekends as the Fantastic Feathered Fighter Chicken Man.
Isn't he a good boy?
Yes.
Ever since he was a little fellow, he's been helping people.
Is that for me, Mother?
Pardon me, officer. What's this Chicken Man business, Benton?
Oh, well, I'll be right with you, Commissioner.
Benton Harbor, you are not leaving this house without your mother.
No, Mother.
Now, I've been with you through the good years, and I'll be with you through the bad years.
Yes, Mother.
And I will not leave you.
You're hurting my arm, Mother.
First, I'll make you a good breakfast.
Commissioner.
Nice eggs and
yes.
bacon and some toast.
I wonder if you would object to my mother coming along.
Well, will the commissioner consent to Chicken Man striking terrific terror into the hearts of criminals with his mother along? And even more important, in a rumble, how good is the old lady? Listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
And this is the second most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Of course, this is Aretha Franklin and a song called Spirit in the Dark from the Spirit in the Dark album.
Getting the spirit in the dark. I'm getting the spirit in the dark. People moving, falling, grooving. Just getting the spirit in the dark.
Good God Almighty. Miss Aretha. This is Dwight Twilley Band from 1979. This is their one notable hit that you may have ever heard. This is Dwight with Phil Seymour, and they're on fire.
Tonight.
are well into the last quarter hour of this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, and you are all right where you ought to be on a Thursday night. You are in with the in crowd, and this is Gene King with a rather nice version of that well-known song. Do you remember what it was like when you felt like you were living the life that she's singing about? Drop me a card. Tell me all about it. This request goes out to my dad in Providence, where he's tuned in tonight. He asked to hear this, and so he shall. This is Bing Crosby from the soundtrack to the film High Society. Not my favorite movie, but a friend of mine's favorite movie. And as far as I'm concerned, an inferior musical remake of the Philadelphia Story. But Dad wants to hear this song, and here it is. This is Little One.
Little one, I was so gloomy, felt that life sure would undo me, till one day you happened to me, my little one. Hear now, little one, no controversy, you're my downfall, you're my Circe, I'm a good guy, show me mercy, my little one. I have such love for you, our future could be heaven. Paradise for me, little one, fate might
miscarried, little one, why do you tarry? Little one, when may I marry you, my little one? Miscarry, little one, why do you tarry? Little one, when may I marry you, my little one?
Of course, the trumpet on that song is Louis Armstrong, who appears in that motion picture, and that motion picture is also notable for being the only film that Bing and Frank Sinatra made together. It's not a bad movie. I'm just, you know, I don't think it's as great as some other people think it is. That's all. I played a song earlier and dedicated it to my brothers, so there's something I've been hanging on to. This is for my sister. I was going to play this the week of her graduation, but she went ahead and spoiled it for me by getting that lengthy internship with Victoria's Secret, you know, the one I was hoping for. And this is a song by Lyman Seibel that I have because it's part of the complete Kurt Becher singles. My guy Kurt produced this. This is a song called Write If You Get Work. And this goes out to Lexi, even though she's got work.
Write if you get work. Let me know how you're making out. I want to know how you feel now that you're out on your own. A letter, just drop me a little line. I hope you can spare me some of your precious time.
Start wrapping things up here and winding things down on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We're going to listen to a recording by the Carpenters from their Ticket to Ride LP. It's their cover of the Youngbloods single Get Together. You'll recognize the song. I don't think there's a recording that showcases Richard Carpenter's lisp any better than this one does, although it's evident on all of the handful of songs that he sang on Carpenter's records. And it's the explanation for why he sang so few songs. This is The Carpenters.
Love is but the song we sing, fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or hear the angels cry. Though the dove is on the wing, you need not know why.
Come on, people, now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Love one another right now.
Some will come and some will go. This will surely pass. When the one who left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass.
Right now,
if you hear the song we sing, you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear, it's in your trembling hand. One key unlocks them both, you know. It's at your command.
Come on, people, now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Love one another right now. Love one another right now. Love one another right now.
Well, that does it for this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Join me next week on Thursday at 8:30 Central Time. I'll be here looking for you. And till then, have a good weekend. And there will be a rebroadcast immediately following our closing theme, or as soon thereafter as I can find the right switch on this new mixing board to make it so. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?